CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
I want to welcome Mitch. Hi, Mitch.
Hello, everyone. My name's Mitch. Yeah. I'm 18 years old. Mm-hmm. This is a great song by Barry Manilow. And this one's called One Voice.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you like this cover.
One voice singing in the darkness. All it takes is one voice singing so they hear what's on your mind. And when you look around, you'll find there's more than one voice singing in the darkness. All it takes is one voice. Each and every note, another octave. Hands are joined and fears unlocked. If only one voice would start, it's on its own. We need just one voice facing the unknown. And then that one voice would never be alone. It takes just one. Takes just one voice, just one voice, singing in the darkness. All it takes is one voice. Shout it out and let it takes just one voice, and everyone will sing. Thank you, Mitch. You wonderful person. That, of course, was a Barry Manilow song called One Voice. And I've heard that one night he started, because he starts on his own, Barry, without a note, and then one night he began on the wrong key, and it was a whole fuck-up. Because they had backing vocals of himself coming in, but it was in the wrong key. So it's one voice, one fuckle noise. Gone. Hi, Charmaine, how are you?
I'm not going to take offense. I'm just going to be like,
no,
age,
don't take. Don't
age,
take.
Age.
Wait. I'm going to give you something. It's offense. Take it.
No.
You won't take it.
No.
No offense.
No. Hey,
Charmaine, it's well to see you because you look fantastic.
Thank you very much.
You look so stylish, and I think we should send a picture out to show the people. I don't know what you look like to me. You look like an editor or interior designer or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've got it going on today.
What do you think, honest?
Absoluut nee, ek is met jou daar.
I've got to say something.
So what's the big day today?
Inauguration day.
Yeah, in Augie.
Yeah.
We are all in Aug.
Oh, Mr.
Of
Trump.
Mr. Trumpy. And you know what? I have got a little app here called History. And I just want to say I must put in my password. And then I just want to see what they say about today. Because I remember vaguely I read it when I was under the influence of my sleeping pill last night. I can't remember exactly. So today is the January the 20th in the year of our Lord 2016. And they say it is the inauguration of the President of the United States every 4 years since when?
Forever. Well, there's what? He's the 43rd president.
Isn't it
45th
now? 45th. No, it wasn't always here.
Yeah.
It was usually later. Since 1937. It was on this day. Barack Obama was sworn in 2009 as the 44th. So he's the 45th. Then who's Joy Adamson, Charmaine?
Not a cooking clue.
Can I give you a clue?
Yes.
Honest, you can join in if you know.
It's the vrou met die leeuws.
Yeah.
The Lion Lady.
Yeah, and what's that wonderful song?
Born Free.
Okay, yep. Singing a bell, yep.
That's Joy Adamson. She was what? Born. Oh, she was born on this day.
Was a born free.
Is she a Leo?
She was a born free. She's a Leo. Yeah. And then King Edward VIII became king of the United Kingdom in 1936. What happened to him, Charmaine?
King Edward VIII, did he die of syphilis?
No, but he sort of married syphilis.
Yeah.
Now, he married a fourth divorce something, Wallace Simpson, and then he had to abdicate.
Mm,
remember?
Yes.
And that is why we got Queen Elizabeth. It's because of that.
Because he was like, oh, hell no, I can't do
no,
this.
No, I can't do it without my woman. But they never had offspring in any case.
Okay.
So it is a bit of a fuck up.
So he was a celeb without wanting to be.
He was very, very popular, apparently. Mm. But so is Donald Trump. With his people.
That's exactly my point.
Now, everyone's talking about Donald Cuck. But let us just recap. Where does he come from? Why? Why is he who he is?
Do you know, I mean, there's so many little stories, but apparently he grew up, he's 70 years old now, so... Yeah, so I think he was born in 1946.
He doesn't look 70, I must say.
No, he doesn't. Hey,
he's 69.
I think the toupee is helping with that extra year.
Yes.
So he was born in New York, Jamaica Estate. From his mother was Scottish descent. His father was German descent.
Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, so Jesus. You see, there it goes.
Trump or something like that. But anyway, they anglicized the surname. Like a lot of people have done that in America.
Yes. No, they have. Yeah, they've taken off the P and the X and the Z. And then,
Yeah, so especially if they were from Polish or Jewish or Russian descent, so they were like...
Yeah, hocking off that Ilinovich and Pikupich. And I think Trump was the F at the end, Trump or something.
Or I can't...
Trump.
I've no idea. But you know what? He has a star on Hollywood.
Yeah, because of the Celebrity Apprentice, that's why.
Is that why?
That's why.
I was kind of like, dude, you have a star in Hollywood. But the whole of Hollywood is now starting to say, you know what, here's a middle finger. Well, not the whole of Hollywood.
There's a couple of like, right-wing people who are like Chuck Norris.
and Bruce Willis.
Bruce!
I'm just sounded by that.
I hope you die hard, Bruce. What's this nonsense?
And one of the people who are going to come, that I know, obviously, is for him, is John Voight.
Angelina Jolie's dad.
Yes. My and so now God. The rift between them, I suppose, is going to be wider than ever.
Yeah. Because I doubt she's a Republican.
I doubt
no,
that.
No, she wouldn't be.
You know? But anyway, a little bit more of him. He's according to Forbes' list of wealthiest people on earth. I mean, I think he's worth $4.5 billion.
That's not that much, eh?
Yeah.
I mean,
Okay, it's a lot.
Tell that
it's
to
a
my
lot.
Mind.
But he said he's well. He's worth 12 billion. 12 billion. He okay. does that. I would drive the fucking okay. man.
And obviously that psychological warfare that he's engaging in.
Yes,
is,
but he doesn't want to release his tax returns, so we don't know what he's done. We don't really know how much he's worth now, mm-hmm. and what he's been crooking, and people just forget that now. And he's just, he went, he goes, oh, I made it. There you go.
Yeah. And I mean, he did make it. So we can, as much as we can hate it for what his purposes, for what he probably wanted to attain, he's sitting in a power seat of note.
I'm just not sure if we want someone to be able to control nuclear weapons whose catchphrase is, you're fired.
You have to. You had to go there.
No, I had to go there.
I mean. So, what else do you want to know? Okay, he's.
So, his wives. He was born into a rich family.
Yeah, his father was it wasn't shabby.
Yeah,
it wasn't shabby. But he made properties.
Well, I've heard that people say that the properties that his dad rented out was actually pretty shabby. That he was a bit of a slumlord, to be honest.
Yeah, it was a bit. Shack chic.
Yeah, but he Shack chic.
Sorry, I'm playing this because I think this is nice and appropriate.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the President of the United States of America. Mr. Donald's Dwight Trump. I don't know what the J stands for.
So.
But look, he had a brother who's an alcoholic who died, eh?
Yes, and apparently he said that's why he doesn't partake.
He doesn't drink.
Or smoke. So I think that was a knock for him. I suppose it would be for anyone, you know, your sibling is in dire straits or in whatever way. It would probably make, you know, an impact.
Well, I have to accept that he is the president now and for 4 years, and we just have to sit back and enjoy the spectacle.
I wonder how many women he's going to grab while he's in that power.
Exactly,
position.
By the cat. Exactly. You forgot about that as well. That is totally forgotten.
Somebody must do it. Safenda.
We're still worried about Hillary's emails, but we've forgotten about him grabbing the cat.
Him, the cats and the tax and all that. No,
is it the gevolg van hy knypie kat in die donker?
Ja, hier is reg. And die katjie meow and say, Aina, but some women are still, they're still suing him because it's as if they all disappeared. No, they haven't. They're suing him because he said they were lying, so they're suing him back now.
Oh, you know, in America, they do that fast thing where they go like, here's a million or seven, shut up now and
shut
go
up.
Away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, depending on how hungry you are, I'd probably go like, I'm dead.
That's how he's my auntie.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's now paid off his Trump University lawsuit, $25 million he paid. So that's gone now. So he paid that off. What's this? So that means that today is the inauguration, and the artist today, I think Neil Diamond is going to do a Steve Hofmeyr medley.
Yeah.
And that's it.
This past week, het jy alles gesien rondom?
Nee, vertel my asseblief, want ek het net so aan die rand gehoor. Vertel.
Ja, ek het ook gewoonlik lees ek goeders baie meer deeglik. Hierdie keer het ek nou net die opskrifte gevolg, want ek was nie lus daarvoor nie. Maar dis basically Steve wat sê hy wil 'n meeting hê met Donald Trump so dat Donald Trump sanksies kan instel teen Suid-Afrika sodat hy sy land en sy volk kan beskerm. Ek weet nie. Maar nou is dit vir my interessant want soos hoe die berigte uitspeel en mense se reaksies op die berigte, laat hulle dit klink asof Trump al ingestem het, maar daar was nog vol kolsprake daarvan.
Oh my goodness, maar volgens hulle is hy al daar.
Ja.
I suppose we need madness in the country still, because Juju has now decided to go a little bit straight, you know, so Steve can carry on.
Yeah. Steve can carry on the madness. I think people can write to us.
if you so wish.
On WeChat, and what's the WhatsApp number again? Yeah.
It's 079.
Yeah. 079. 7.
48.
748.
Yeah, but people are writing now, eh? So I think write down as I speak to make it natural.
Okay, so it's 079.
079.
748.
748.
And then?
2090.
2090. Weet jy, dis nou die katse manier wat ek nou daai nommer gegee.
Dit was 079-748-2090.
Ek hou van jou nasale 8.
Ja,
ja. 8. Mense, so just write your name in your WhatsApp, hey? Because we can't see your name on the... We just see a number. So it'd be nice to say... Jane or Steve or Donald, whoever you are, when you're listening.
Okay.
Hierdie fucking violets gaan nog aan. So, ja. So,
just praat.
Praat oor wat wil jy praat.
Van die mense wat gaan speel by sy inauguration.
Well, I don't know who's going to play.
Well, funny mense.
Well, ek weet die band Three Doors Down gaan nou speel. Hulle is famous vir so 'n song Kryptonite. En die ding is, niemand het van Three Doors Down gehoor sedert 2007 nie.
Is hulle terug.
Ja, nou is hulle terug.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm going, okay, well, good for them. En dan die Jackie Evanko. 16-jarige meisie.
Ja, funny, America's Got Talent.
And then to...
Okay, what, how do you spell her name? Let me look her up.
Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E. Evanko is E-V-A.
But what? While you're going to say, I just want to play this. This is called Afro-American Symphony. So in honor of Barack.
Is that the truth?
Sounds like the South to me. Jackie who?
Ivanka, E-V-A.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Here is Jackie Evanko. It's nearly like Ivanka, so that's why maybe Donald chose her.
Ivanka is his daughter, right?
Yeah,
she's not the first lady. So this is Jackie Evanko. Yeah?
Dog speels in a cello.
She's so prachtig.
We see a sunset and the sweeping grass waving in the wind. And then, suddenly, a young nymph appears from...
Think of me fondly,
on steroids appear...
Remember me once in a while, please promise me... When you find that once again you long to take your heart back and be free, if you ever find a moment, spare a thought.
So what do they say on his top WhatsApp?
Ons het twee WhatsApp boodskappe gekry. Die eerste een sê, hallo julle, Mark hierso vanaf Stellenbosch.
Hallo Mark.
Hallo Mark.
Stellenbosch.
Sjoe, besef ek, dis al sulke tyd. Mis ek nou uit op die eerste 15 minute van julle show vandag. Sal maar met podcast volgende week. Ek luister al die hele week na die vorige paar shows om op te vang. Julle is my Vrydag highlight. Kan julle al na voice notes luister op WhatsApp?
Ek weet nie, Mark. Hoe dit werk nie. Ek is te min hier, want ons kom in... Doen ons show en dan fok of ons weer. So daar is nie tyd om te ondersoek nie. Jy verstaan? So ek weet nie, ek sal uitvind. En dan...
Dit is dan, hi julle, hi van Kaapstad. A lovely voice of happiness, lekker naweek. Love from Aquarium Michelle.
Aquarium.
Hallo, Aquarium Michelle.
Oh.
Of me.
That's a... Usual. You think she works
at
an aquarium?
It's a
clicky 16, eh? Well, you're back at Jackie.
Well,
no, she doesn't.
She's on steroids, man. You can hear it. She's on fucking horse balls. Listen, I heard that it's been officially admitted that 2016 was the hottest year ever. And you know what? In India, Pa Lodi, it was 51 degrees.
Yeah.
The hottest day of last year. And then...
How many people died? Especially the old people and children.
Here it is, Warren. Waar denk julle... okay, let me tell you. The second hottest place was... Do you think it's in Africa? Or is it... Where do you think?
Could be Oz.
Oz, Australia. Mm. Yeah, it could be, hey, but it's not. It is Iran. Iran, it was 53 degrees Celsius.
Wow.
Wow. Daai doeke het vlam gevat. Yes.
Is vir jou 'n vuurtjie.
I'm a Molotov alive. And then where do you think was the hottest? Well, it was the hottest ever on Earth last year.
The hottest, number one hottest.
It was never this hot ever. They haven't seen this hot.
Not in hot as hell.
The Oval Office.
O God, wag, sy word geryp hier agter. Oh. Okay, dankie. It was in Kuwait.
In Kuwait.
Mitriba. So it like me the Mid East. So yeah. But we must avoid that fucking place.
Oh, now I want to go.
Mitriba, Kuwait, 54 degrees Celsius.
Blixen.
Gee.
Fuck it. I didn't even know you get that kind of temperature on Earth.
It's a record. It was never this hot.
53. Dis half pad na kookpunt.
Ja. Jy kan hulle eier op jou kop dink ek kook.
Goed.
Ja.
Okay.
So, okay, no, you must fuck off. No, I've got
who's that?
Off. That's that woman.
Still, Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie Cook. Then I heard from the Cape, they said... some groups say that the fires happening in the Cape is die hemelse vader wat ons wil ons moet aandag gee aan ons probleme en daarom vestig hy ons aandag aan ons probleme deur die vuur te begin. So die hemelse vader is 'n arsonist. Is a what pyrotechnic? Yeah. What means that thing?
Yeah, arsonist. Yeah, a brandstichter.
He's a brandstichter. So that is what they. Well, that's what they heard. That's their WhatsApp from heaven.
I get just so WhatsApp. I don't know if you read it from my gestuurd nie, maar so WhatsApp is 'n audio recording van so 'n oom wat sê, "Is nou baie ernstig hierdie en bid asseblief vir al die mense wat die skade ly onder die brand." Ek het dit was soos 2 minute lank, so ek nou nie alles geluister nie.
See, then I can still understand.
Ja, maar om nou dit te verander
in die Here die brande gestop.
But people have been doing that for hundreds and thousands of years.
Is
hulle instigate vrees by mense deur te sê dis die dag van rekening nou.
Ja. And it's never going to go away, unfortunately.
And the God is always very pissed angry. Off and angry and spiteful. I mean, can you tell me the tale of... Kan jy vir my die verhaal vertel van Onan, Hannes?
Ek is bevrees nie.
Was jou pa nie dominee nie?
Nee. Hy is 'n bourekenaar.
Goddeloos. Onan was in die Bybel. Okay, het hy gelewe. En toe die Here vir hom gesê, bevrug jou boetie se vrou.
Ja.
Maar Onan het altyd, dis waar hy ding van die saad wat jy mors, hy het altyd uitgetrek, sê hulle in die Bybel. Nie klere nie, maar
ja.
Kokerol uitgetrek. En dan het hy die saad gemors. En toe die Here kwaad geword en vir Onan doodgemaak.
Sjoe.
Oor saad wat hy gemors het.
Ja, oor hy nie die vrou wou bevrug van sy boetie nie.
Het sy boetie nie, kon sy boetie nie bevrug nie?
Blykbaar nie. Ek weet nie of dalk was die boetie dood. Ek kan nie alles baie mooi, want ek moet weer die televisie reeks gaan kyk. Maar I just know that Onan was smited by God. En,
hoe het Onan geweet, die God sê?
Hy het met hom gepraat.
Okay.
Wel, dis wat die Bybel sê. Die Bybel sê nou nie, dis not first person. It's not Onan saying, en hier sit ek, en ewe skielik hoor ek stemme. Dis net, Onan
het gehoor, die Here sê vir hom, gaan zirk jou boetie, sy sissie se boetie, dit klink soos 'n Frans swart klug, sê Onan toe vir die Here. Nee, sê hy, nee, gaan doen dit. En ja, toe wil hy nie, en toe, ja, toe brand sy veld.
Die straf.
Ja. So, what else is happening in South Africa? The cars are exploding. What's happening there?
The Ford Figos. What
Cougars.
The Cougars.
Frigos.
Yeah,
apparently. Dit is interessant, want hulle sê mis nou, a sexy ouer dame is a cougar.
Wow.
So, wat is dit nou? Ja, ek so vir brand. Maar dit is nog hulle ding, want hulle het nou al hierdie karre gerecall, en dit is sekere jaarmodel spesifiek, en die goed slaat in die brand.
But it's human error.
Hey. Is it human error?
It's just here. It's just in South Africa. Iemand het nou hier gefokken doos toe hulle die kar aan mekaar sit. Ek sê nou vir jou.
Of iemand het die formule verkeerd gelees en vir ons deurgegee of hoe?
Ford is Amerika, né? Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Maar ek dink hulle
Why is it only here? Why is it only here? That's the problem. Dis ons fabriek hierso, die mense het fucking geslaap.
Maar, ja, nee, dit is om te veel. But apparently it's been going on for about a year already that people have been saying, look, die ding slat aan die brand.
Ja.
Hoe regtig?
Nog nie, maar dit, en nou is die internet vol van sulke grappies.
Soos die Samsung.
Dit in die Samsung, ja.
Die Samsung ontplof ook, ja.
Ja, nee, daai ding kan nie eens meer vliegie.
Ek het gister weer so pas gesien van iemand van I got my mother-in-law presents for her birthday. It was quite an investment, but I'm sure it'll pay off in time. And I said, the Samsung in a
cool. Oh, that's mean, but nice.
But marvelous.
The Casper Radio Show. Out there.
Our out there today is very interesting. Now, I played one voice for a reason. At the beginning, the Barry Manilow thing, a cappella thing. Apparently, the beginning of the how do you say it in English? Renaissance. Renaissance. Apparently, started in Britain with this guy called Thomas Tallis in the 1500s. He heard that there was a piece for 30 voices written in Italy. So Thomas Tallis said, fuck this, I'm going to write something for 40 voices.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, 40 voices. And so he sat down. And I don't know if he got mad at some stage, because that must be a lot of concentration, eh? And then he wrote this, and it starts off, obviously, with one voice. Like that. And then, gradually, he added the voices. And this is the kicking off of music, Renaissance. They say if you sing this, the people who have done this, that it's quite a mesmerizing feeling to sing this with all these voices. But you got to concentrate a lot.
But it sounds incredible.
It's angelic.
Yes. It's what we think angelic should sound like, yeah.
So this was in the 1500s, eh?
Humans are incredible, man.
If they want to be. You know what I mean? Like, people can be so incredible and wonderful.
Yeah.
But then people choose not to be sometimes.
But then they're also incredible in how cut they are. You know, so you do it good either way, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, we'd rather focus on this guy than with Sonny.
Yeah, okay.
And a vote. Beautiful. No, and a vote gaan ek weg haar klop. It's too eerie.
Yeah. It's more like flying over a mountain or something.
Watervalle and dinge.
Yes, I got you. Yeah. HD.
Or in the Catholic Church.
Catholic churches, yeah.
oh, those amazing cathedral-like
beautiful.
You know, so you obviously you know you've been to the UK. So there are those cathedrals that's almost like made for this kind of sound. It
absolutely
just gets amplified. It's
I incredible. Suppose that's where he also composed this. I think it was before. I don't know if it was before or after Henry VIII and the new church, but maybe this was still Catholic, and just before the. Henry started his own fucking church. O God, hier is hulle kwaad. Hoor julle?
The fire and brimstone.
Whoa! It's wave upon wave of voices. Well, that it also it already happened in Italy and stuff like that, yeah. But I think this is the beginning of that kind of a genre. It's the chorus, choir, yes.
Amazing.
But it's difficult. I mean, no one can sing this like a chorus can't. A choir can't go, okay, let's do the Thomas Tallis one. No, they've got to fucking concentrate.
Vir enige iemand wat nie gewoonlik inskakel op die Kas vir Radio Show nie, het hulle seker nou vir of wat gereeld inskakel het nou seker gegaan. Wat is dit al Sondag? Is ons op RSG?
Ja. Wat sê dankie? Sê hierdie musiek se gewerk vir Lord of the Rings.
Ja.
Dit sou ja.
Oh, nogal.
Frodo. Frodo.
Ja.
Bring the ring.
Do you know the first I think it was the first Lord of the Rings put me off watching this Lord of the Rings so badly because I had nightmares as a child.
The previous one?
Yes, the previous one, the old one. I had, my brother too, he's got, I can't watch it. It put the living fear in us.
Really?
Really. So even up until today, I can't watch it. Because it's like I go back to that childhood fear. Larry nachtmerries, man.
Ons het nog 'n boodskap hierso. Môre Kasper, dis Woody.
Hallo.
Dit is altyd lekker om na julle te luister. Ek neem aan, het jy die weergawe van Danny Boy gehoor wat deur Wing gesing is? Dis amazing.
Ek dink ons het Wing se Danny Boy al gespeel, hoor.
Soos The Wing, soos Paul McCartney.
Nee, soos daai fucking Japaneese malvrou. Wag 'n bietjie. Ek gaan dit ek soek. Ek dink ek het dit al gespeel. Maar ek sal net vir fun.
Yes, Hannes, maar jy sien ver, hoor.
Nee, maar ek begin ook nou maar 'n bietjie strek met die oogies.
Ek wat sien hy, daai sak ten minste 2.5 meter ver. Wat jy kyk.
Nee, ding.
Ja, ek dink is verseker.
Ja. So ek het daarom 2.5 meter sien.
Ja.
Imagine hulle sê, okay, kom ons begin
in die
27ste strofe, die tweede lyn. Jy sal nie weet waar 'n fokkie is nie. Hierdie ding.
Speel jy instrumente, Cassie?
Ja.
Okay, wat doen jy?
Pianus.
Okay, I'm gonna let that one go and go like ek seker daarvoor gevra.
Klavier. Kan doe gitaar daar. So alles klaar, soos klavier, backflakey, alles wat daar op daai principle werk.
Okay.
Klavier, orrel.
Wow, orrel is moeilijk.
Mondharmonica.
Orrel.
I like her. Ek soek vir Wing. Ek kry nie vir fucking Wing nie. Hang aan. O God. Is hulle klaar? Oh, nee, daar gaan hulle weer. Hulle kan nie ophou nie. Ek sal na rukkie mental raak as ek die hele tyd hierdie kak moet luister, hè?
Epic!
It's
epic. It's just the feel. Just the feel. Dit begin so beweeg op en af vorentoe.
En weet jy, ek vind dit awesome. Ek sit hier
sê, ja, sal jy die hele tyd luister dan? Ek kan nie meer.
Ja, ek sal kan. It hangs off on my mindset, but I would be able to. Yeah.
Oh, dankie Here, dis verby. But it is a feat of human intelligence and human talent. Mm. That is for sure.
40 voices, you see.
40 fucking voices. Is it? I can't find Danny Boy, but it must be here. But I just want to see if I've got the right wing here. Maybe it's another wing. This. Let me just see. This is what am I playing here? Because of you. Is that a song?
Alice is a song. Because of you.
It sounds, yeah, that sounds very sophisticated, in. Yeah. After listening to that 1500 cock.
My love was filled with rain. You were there.
This is another wing. This is another wing, but it's just as cock.
I'm so Sanchez a rag wing. Can you for Sanchez? Now, ook van die Caribbean.
Wake me up before you go. Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, bless you.
Sanchez? Yeah, I know that name.
Yeah, Sanchez is ook van Darwin.
Every time you walk by, like an angel falling from the sky. I just can't take my eyes.
I think this is the wing that we were thinking of.
Every time you're smiling at like sunshine,
all of Val's.
She's too on. Can drive
notes.
Away the clouds, let the birds sing. How can you be so fine?
Daar's ons nou vir ons foto's van die berge wat brand.
Dis hektiek, ek bedoel, dit is lewensgevaarlik vir baie mense gewees, want die boodskap wat hulle kry het saam met hierdie is, my flat was amper afgebrand maandag. Toe ons moes ontruim, gryp ek net my laptop en toiletpapier, want ek het myself bekak, toe ek die gordyne oopmaak en net oranje sien. Maar dis baie hektiek, ek bedoel, mens, ons sit nou hierbo in Gauteng en ons worry nie daaroor. Jy weet, jy bedoel, jy sien het en jy is bekommerd vir jou vriende en familie, maar ek dink ons besef precies wat die impak daarvan is.
Onmiddellike omgewing daarvan nie, dis waar ons vergeet het. Ek dink hulle lewe die hele tyd daar, en dit wil nie ophou nie, sorry, ek wil hoes.
En die dier,
die
diere julle, die diere, mense se diere kom om in die goede. And it's like, because you never think of it, you know, it's like, so there are many deaths, but it's not reported because it's not human. You know, so, and that happens a lot in those fires where the animals perish.
So last night, I did a show at Gold Reef City. And who should I walk into but the wall? And then I said, ouch, and turned around. And then I walked into Mortimer Williams. And he is... to follow our
extra special
guest for today. And here he is. Welcome to the show.
Ach, baie dankie. Ek wil net een ding sê wat die twee is. Ek dink julle is baie dysfunctional and I love it.
Yeah, no, we are.
Yes.
Yeah, but how was that for the fate that we saw each other last night? I didn't know you were there.
Het jy gesien hoe die man se, o, jere, die man se arme oog, is het so uit sy kop uit te pop, because I decided, ek het gegeek by Back of the Moon gisteraand.
Wat is dit?
Dis hy restaurant, hy lekker posh restaurant daar in die hoeken.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm not a Gold Reef City regular. Well, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm more like a Monty.
Oh, you're a Monty.
Ek is meer Monty, my Scott.
Oh, yeah, meer Monty.
So Back of the Moon is like a place there.
It's a restaurant, yes.
And then what did you do there?
I was doing my solo little singing
Monty.
Session there.
And you were obviously wonderful as always.
Ach, donkey.
Keep it coming.
Nee, maar toe decide ek, ek sien die kaartjies les so op die tafel, hier so van die een vrou te sê, Kasper, ek, wat? Al ek moes nou lyriek teater toe toe barge ek in haar backstage gou. Toe sit hy daar so in die dressing room en la 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 la.
Nee, ek het uitgekyk of my
dis wat ek doen.
Ja. My lippe skoon is voor ek opgaan.
Ag jede.
Want ek het gister, you know what I did? I bought my own skeerder. Yeah, because I had a boss bard. I really looked
lovely.
Not well. And so yesterday I bought that and I skeered myself in the garden with a mirror.
Lovely.
And so I was just checking what I missed in the mirror when you walked in.
Oh, is it?
So the big eyes were actually, I felt like, ooh,
hoef
nie uitgesien wat ek doen nie.
Anders jy lyk baie uitgefreek, ek weet nie hoe kom nie.
Nee, glad nie. Ken jy nou mekaar?
Ach ja, nee, ja. Ek ken nie veel meer.
Hy doe maar nou verkaan.
Ja, ek wil jou nie ken nie, maar ongelukkig.
Hy is my gogaikie.
Ongelukkig.
Hy is my brummer.
Ons het al my brummer kanne dinge
gesê. Ja.
Daar is brummers in die rose.
Ons het 'n kompleks.
Wat jy alles saam daar
Now you are back by public demand.
Oh yes,
with that jukebox show.
Oh, live jukebox.
And let me tell you here, in front of Allah and God and Buddha and Bobby van der Hersfeld, I will be there.
I know you will be there.
I'm gonna be there. It's next Saturday evening.
Correct.
Shemaine, are you joining me? And say yes.
Yes.
We're going to be there.
All right.
It's the biggest load of fun.
No. It's at the Joburg Theatre, Fringe.
Oh, great. All right, Saturday.
And Hannes has to be there.
I never ask him because he says he's got a gig.
Always excuse. He's such a struggling artist.
I'm at Monty, actually.
Oh, you.
Well.
Sarah, hoe laat?
Dis 8:00.
By wat het theater?
By die Joburg Theater. By die Fringe. Dus moes nou die kleinkie langs in.
En hoe lang doen jy?
Nee, dit is, die show se naam is Live Jukebox. Kan ek gewoon net gou vir hulle vertel?
Ik bedoel, doen jy net een aand of doen jy?
Ja, nee, it's one night only.
It's a one night only.
One night only.
Ooh, so they did it in December and now they're back by public demand.
And now we plan on doing it every month.
Monthly, yeah. Awesome.
And die ding is, as jy nie weet van Live Jukebox nie, dit is a live game show. Dit is soos ons spin on lyriekerai, noot vir noot, don't forget the lyrics, whose line is it anyway? Dit
Musiekroulette.
Verstaan jy? En die ding is, ons het net om een speeliekie speel, so. Jy het om ons nou klaar gespeel.
Ja, maar ek wil weer speel.
Ja, nee, ons het om weer speel.
Ek in jou party. Okay,
dit is my ja. And the way we do the scoring is, because we're proudly sponsored by Bacardi, So for every answer that you get correct, you gotta take a shot.
Oh my God.
And for every answer that you get wrong, you get what I call a moormay shot. A double.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So drunk they will be.
Yes.
So did you just bring your tablet or did you bring some
Bacardi
today?
I just brought the tablet. We saved that for the... Die stock is my limited.
Dis 'n groot sponsorship.
Nee, dis vir die stage. Dis wat ons verlede jaar gedoen het, die 3de Desember. Toe die mense instap het hulle 'n free shot gekry, welcome drink and so on. En soos die aand nou aangegaan het, was daar nog baie Bacardi nog oor. En die mense het nou net gegooi,
begin tap.
En toe sê ek vir myself, self, dit was miskien 'n moerse mistake.
Ja.
Want halfpad deur toe sê ons, okay, kom ons kyk, ons gaan Ubers organise vir die mense, want ons het hulle gesê Uber.
Ja.
Of Taxify of iets. En
hier slinger hulle.
Hierdie die mense het hulle karre gelos daar so.
Hy het toe gestop. Ek bly in hulle drif, maar ek sê maar moet gaan.
Ons ek begin nou te stap.
Rosie kan net so.
En die mense baie disfunksioneel geraak, maar Jesus, was lekker.
It's not jukebox, it's boozebox.
It's boozebox, Yes, but and the reason why we also decided to, you know what, save the alcohol for the stage and the audience who's there, Bacardi, you need to drink responsibly, okay? Yes.
Please. Please. And also double responsibly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I just remember that
is
now.
Is there something like double responsibility?
Yeah, there is like a thing because the people just give their homes up there at the tables.
Oh, yeah.
There's if you go to any casino now, and we see casinos a lot, is everywhere there's signage that say winners know when to quit, gamble responsibly.
But that's my point. If you're a gambler, there's nothing responsible about that.
You just got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them.
When you fold them and leave your ATM card by the house.
You know when to run. You better hide your money. Yes, that he would.
Is it the Wendy thing?
Yes. Is it the Wendy thing?
Is it the Wendy thing?
No, Wendy. Like Kenny. Kenny.
I know when to run.
Yeah, you know, man.
Okay.
Know when to run. You never.
Jayang to feel at the center.
When you're sitting at the table, there is time enough for counting.
Yeah.
When the dealing is done. Yeah. Ons het hom gesing nou die dag met Brendan Pipe.
Nee, en as hy dronk raak, as dit. Baby, lock them doors and turn them lights down low.
Yes.
And the colored version of that is most, let's get it on. Of turn off the lights.
Baby.
En light again. Zet ik veel in die mood in.
Oeh,
daar zit
ik. Oh, voor mij.
If you're wondering where you are.
Listen to the Casper's radio show.
That's right. With our extra special guest. Who will be knighted today because it's her seventh. Yeah. It's his third appearance, thus he will be Sir Mortimer by the end of the day.
Yay.
Yes, but we were listening to the one voice that became 40, and that is our theme today. I think if one voice can stand up and just say, we've had enough. If one voice can start, I wanted to say the fire, but that's not very nice now with Cape Town. If one voice can start the wave of change, then that is enough because waves will follow. Mark Dutzen.
I want to do a drum roll. I'm so taken with your.
I guess no, with your narrative. To stand with my.
I'm like, Jesus, when can
because
I go?
Because it just takes. What? One voice.
Singing in the dark.
Yes. Now, this is another version. This is, I think, gay people.
All it takes is one
voice. I think this is gay chorus.
So, they hear what's on your
so I'll just shut
mind,
up.
And when you look around, you'll find there's more than one voice singing in the dark.
60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body, T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
Ons het twee boodskappe op die watstoep gekry. Cassie, is jy 'n Ford Kuga? Want jy's Annie fucking brand. Met twee emojis en die woord groete gevolg deur Monique. Dis Monique wat vir ons dit gesê het.
En dankie Monique, nee, ek word geborg deur daai firelighters. Wat is hulle naam nou weer? Quick Blitz of something.
En dan ons hallo julle mal etters. Dit klink of dit nog goed gaan met julle. Hoe lekker luister ons weer na julle vandag. Ek is so bly dit is Vrydag. Die wind is weer lekker jags hier in PE.
Ja.
Dit waai ons moer toe. Maar nou ja, julle moet baie lekker naweek hê. Dollars. Cassie, ek tel die dae af dat jy moet kom. Groetnis Adrian.
O, dis Adrian van PE. Hy het nou op PE. Hallo Adrian. Sê gou weer daai sin van jou van Uitenhage. In jou skets? Of Ryds, of waar was jy?
Ryds. Jy het nie vir my gesê jy kom van Ryds af nie.
Hy was mal daaroor.
En dan maar hy het ook dit net opgevolg om te sê ja, as een van julle 'n Ford Kuga het, vat net 'n 5 liter water saam, net in geval die duiwel lus is om vuur te maak met jou engine.
Ai,
shame. Kan die water even help?
I don't think water will help.
Ek wou jou om water te drink, fok geskrik.
Ek kan nie 'n Ford Kuga bekostig in any case nie, so ek skat ek's veilig.
Waarvoor staan Ford? Waar die fok ons ry Datsun.
Up top.
It's time for our soap. I'm going to ask you, Mort, to join us in one of the scenes. You might not know what the fuck's going on, but it's improvisation.
Okay.
So don't you worry.
All right.
Okay. So, Hannes, is jy reg?
Yes.
Ek dink ons doen 'n scene met Rita en Sybrand. En dan, kom ons begin met Veigie en Leo Bekkie en Marcel hulle. Yeah. And then the last scene, we will do something with Mort as well. Okay. So let me just get the fucking tune. No. Why isn't it here? I saw it with my own eyes this morning. Jesus. Can't find it. Okay, let's play Trippa Trippa Truna then.
Consistory. Aangebied. Dear Wifix.
Ah, Tannie Veigie. Tannie Leo Bekkie.
Hallo.
Hallo. Hoekom het julle my genooi na julle plekkie toe?
Wel.
Marcel is nie ons plekkie nie. Dit is 'n woonstel wat ons hier vir private vergaderings.
Veigie het besluit dat dit nodig is dat ons die besigheidsstelselmatig uitbrei. Daarom het ons besluit dat ons hierdie woonstel amper soos 'n kantoor sal gebruik waar ons met ons verspreiders intieme gesprekke kan hê en seker kan maak dat verspreiding van ons mediese voorraad goed verloop.
So kan ek hiernatoe kom as ek wil randuiwoel.
Ja, ons sal maar net 'n stelsel moet uitvind sodat ons seker maak dat ons nie die polisie of
of deur mekaar randuiwoe nie. Ek dink ons moet soos 'n biblioteekstelsel hê. Wie wil randuiwoe? Kom randuiwoe. Maar vul dit in.
Ja, en precies die Dewey Lewis systeem, wat hulle by die bibliotheek het. Dit of ons kan maar net 'n WhatsApp groepie begin.
Van, anyway.
Jy is die baas, jy maak die besluiter.
Hoekom het julle, Tannie Veigie en Tannie Leobek, hoekom het julle my geroep? Ek voel geëerd, maar ek is dan nou so hoog op in die rangorde van die drugs nie. Wel, jy sien, Marcel, ons het allerhande goed om jou te vertel, wat jy dalk nie weet nie. Kom, ek sê vir jou dit so, ek en Leobekie en jy is nader aan mekaar, as wat jy dalk vermoed. Wat?
Ja, dit mag dalk vir jou skok wees, maar ons glo ons kan hierdie in 'n ordentlike familiebesigheid verander.
Maar hoe dan so?
Daar's iets wat jy moet weet oor jou oorle vader.
Ja, Marcel.
Hy was nogal 'n losklong en het homself gereeld in die arms van ander vrouens bevind.
Ja, ek het so gehoor, want die eerste aand toe ek opgetel as 'n rentboy, het die oom vir my vertel dat Nikkie Zetske het die hele drak ding begin, omdat almal deur geloop het, as het ware, deur Nikkie Zetske en sy voel.
Wel, dis hoekom ek en my dierbare sussie vandag ook hier so het, want Nikkie Zetske was inderdaad ook my en Veigie se pa.
Wat? Nee, is ons familie?
Ons is half familie.
Half?
Dit is bietjie confusing, maar ek dink ons dit maak ons half boetie en half sissies.
Ek is half bly.
Ons
is... Beteken dat ek gaan vroeër 'n promotion kry dan die Veigie. Maar wat dink jy, Leobekie?
Ek dink die harde realiteit, Marcel, is dat die Zetske bloed vloei deur jou are.
Jy!
Dit borrel deur jou. Jy is inderdaad gemaak van die kleed van sonde en kwaad.
I'm a bad motherfucker!
Sybrand, oh, goeiemorgen my skat.
Hallo Rita, is so lekker, ek het vir jou roompoffertjies en cupcakes gebring.
Cricket bat, ach lekker. Oh.
Vars uit die oond.
Oh, my skat, so lekker om jou te sien.
Ja, selle hierso.
So lekker, as jy sê selle hierso, dan spray jy my so lekker nat.
Wel, as jy jou kaart terug speel. Sal ek jou later weer nat spuit. Ag, ek is so bly dat ons so 'n vordering in ons verhouding het, Rita. Jy weet, daar was 'n slag wat jy wakker uit gekom het, wat jy my 'n bietjie geïrriteer het en so. Maar nou sien ek dat ons het regtig 'n koneksieën. En daar...
Jy's reg! Koneksieën! Wonderhol!
Daarom voel ek, het is dalk tyd dat ek... 'n paar dinge aan jou beken wat jy dalk nie noodwendig geweet het nie.
Ag nee, Sybrand, wat nou weer? Is jy gay? Het jy AIDS?
Nee, is daarom nie so erg nie. Maar die harde realiteit is, en ek wou jou nie aan hom voorstel nie, want...
Is jy gay? Het jy AIDS?
Nee, wat ek probeer sê is, ek het familie waarvan ek jou nie noodwendig vertel het nie.
Wat belang?
Ja, ek is inderdaad 'n lid van 'n tweeling.
Kom weer! 'n tweeling?
Ja, ons is nie Siamese of iets nie. maar ons is so te sê identies. So ek het gedink is dalk tyd dat ek jou net voorstel aan my tweelingbroer, Reinhard.
My kragtie! Wat 'n reis hier. Hallo, Reinhard.
Reinhard, jy kan maar inkom.
Reinhard. Hy lyk mis jy, Sybrand. Hallo. Bibliotheek?
Bly te ken, hè.
Hallo. Sorry, ek het nie geweet nie.
Sy brand hakkel hy.
Ja, hy hakkel so klein bietjie, dis nie iets groot nie, sien ons ma was 'n spraaktherapeut en sy het baie werk aan hom gedoen, so dis baie beter as wat het was. Ja.
Waar, jammer, dis altyd so as mense met 'n hakkelaar, dan wil mens self.
Rita, moet nie te veel daaroor, waar hy nie,
dit sim,
die hakkel is, erger as ek bietjie
suiker
sulfieagtig is. Ekskuus Rita, ek is jammer, maar ek moet net vir jou sê, moet asseblief nie sy hakel vir hom voltooi nie. Dit is baie frustrerend en hy het bietjie anger management issues. So asseblief moet dit nie doen nie, wees net bietjie delikaat daaroor.
Reinhard, ek is baie jammer. Ek het ook self 'n ding, mens noem dit tics. Ek het Tourette's. So ek is jammer as ek soms in jou in die rede val. Kutpak. Mevrou.
Moenie jou bekommer nie. Ek
ekskursie.
Ek het dit onder beheer. Ja, Sybrand is baie opgewonde om jou te ontmoet, Rita, want miskien kan ons een of ander tyd so of 'n lekker familiedag reël. Ek dink is tyd dat ons mekaar op daai vlak ook leer ken.
So dis Sybrand en Reinhard. Regtig?
Reinhard is my eerste naam. Ja, vertel hom wat jy doen vir 'n lewe, Reinhard.
O, ja, wat doen jy vir 'n lewe, Reinhard? Vertel ons. Klap my oor die kop met 'n fucking banjo. Bibliotheek.
Bedags is ek 'n air traffic controller by OR International Lughawe daar op die R21. Ek geniet dit besonder baie. Dis regtig vir my 'n baie 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 lekker
weeskind
werk.
Werk. Werk, ja. Wat is dit vir jou, lekker?
Dit is vir my lekker.
Kom, jy kan. Ek weet jy kan.
Beroep.
Ja, beroep. Dis hy. Ons het samen gesê. Jy sê, nou kan ek jou uitgehelp en die het nie ontsteld geraak nie.
Ja, wat basies gebeur is, as die vliegtuie wil kom
land.
Ja, daar het jy my nou weer gehelp.
Hallo, ek so blij jy laat my kom al.
Kom.
Dis ek, Atti, ek het gebel.
Atti.
Ons is maar net concerned citizens.
Ja, my naam is Smiley.
My naam is Frownie.
Hallo.
Ek sien ons kan hierdie so speel. Of ek is die good cop, of hy is die bad cop. Of hy is die bad cop en ek is die good cop, of ons is al twee bad
cop. Wacht, ek is die bad cop, he. Wat doen julle hier so?
Kyk, hierdie brief van my is baie gevaarlik, hy is kaller dan al.
Dangerous.
Ons hoor jy praat bietjie met die pote.
Ons wat doen jy praat met my? Ek is 'n polisieman.
Wel, ons hoor dat jy nou ook hierso probeer mense bel om jou kom help en jy wil 'n ding bloot lê wat jou dalk net in die moeilikheid gaan kry. Vertel ons my.
Jy hou veel plaas soos 'n Manora Blade Badkanti, weet jy nie wat nie dikie dikie in die land van Krimora en Nikneksie. Verstaan jy?
Nee, ek ook nie, Smiley.
Sy try om kak op te cover, man. Hy is wat ons try om vir jou te sê, man.
Die ding is vygie. Ken julle dan vir vygie?
Nee, laat ons nou liever sy name hier so noem nie. Ja, ons weet wie sy myn konyn in hierdie business. En ons wil vir jou sê, watch it, papa, want ons watch vir jou.
Ja, ek watch vir jou met a searchlight, my broertjie.
Het julle dan my oproep gehoor na die polisie toe?
Ons het bugs hierso in jou huis. Ons het eyes op die vloer.
Ons het kokkerotte in die kombuis.
Ons het ore in die bome.
Ons
weet alles.
My lewe gaan vir 'n bol. Hoe gaan ek ooit uit hierdie maalkol kom? Het jy asma?
Nee, ek is te bevrees.
Het jy ons raad in jou is, bly maar liever stil. Lê in jou bekkie, kyk bietjie Netflix. Ciao.
Relax, like Brooklex. Hy is al wat ons wil vra, anders gaat ons wil wit bine. Ja, jou bine is klaar, wat sê, dit ten nodig, by the way. Ek het lang gelê in hierdie bed. Dis waarom ek so lyk. Ek kan dit nie help nie. Weet jy hoe droom ek daarvan om te lê op 'n strand met die son wat my bruin? Nee, jy sal nie weet nie. Want die Here het jou natuurlik bruin gemaak. Verstaan jy? My middelnaam is Cappuccino. Smiley Cappuccino van Wyk. My pa was wat geweest.
Solank as mekaar verstaan, Adi.
Verstaan.
As jy uitpraat, dan gaan jy dalk op 'n strand wees. Die strand in die sky.
Oh, yes. Wat, hy?
Oh, dit was lekker. Julle baie dankie.
Ja. Die strand in die sky.
Ons improviseer
dit altyd. Toe ons nou vandag een cue afgespreek het, hoe maak ons dit?
Ons het vir een cue werk. Op werk gaan hy skets eindig en ek vergeet dit. Werk, ja, werk. Sê weer werk. Oh my goodness. Maar dit was funny. It was funny. So,
speel ons nog altyd die game.
O, kan ek my stem verander nou?
Nee, jy kan praat net jy wil. Ek dink jy kan op verskillende stemme ingaan. Hoe meer stemme, hoe beter vir die luisteraar.
Verstaan jy? Maar ek dink van ons van.
Ja, praat so.
Ja. Ja, dit moet jy weet. Just like it. Kan jy nie skree nie. Dit. Laat my bibber.
Yes, like guys, kan nog wel
sê. Baie mooi.
It's amazing mimic.
Hey.
Ja. Jy hoor stem een keer aan, kan jy hom
kopie? Nee, is kwijt.
Dan.
En dan sit Vygie en...
hoor nou van Vygie.
Ons het daarom een boodskapie gekry. Iemand het sê, Jere Sybrand se stem, next level funny, gods. En dieselfde persoon, ek sê nou nie, ek denk het is iemand wat reeds met ons gesels het vandag, wat net sê, nou my hele kopie koffie oor my keyboard uitgelag. Dis een van die snaakste konsistories nog. Well
you
done.
You see, it's because we are graced, what's the word? Graced. Mm. By the talent, like Morty.
By the cappuccino. It's a cappuccino.
By cappuccino.
Smiley is next level gangster.
Nee, hy's
a like, so, as jy nou ooit weer, wacht, kom, let's, where's Charmaine? Where are you? She's somewhere fucked off, eh?
In the toilet.
Where are you, man?
I'm just coming back.
It is time tonight.
Morty.
Tonight. To what me?
Tonight you.
Tonight me.
Not, yeah, not, so not.
For my fanant.
Oh, yes. He has been here for more than 3 shows. He has been a FOTS, friend of the show, for years. And now, today, it gives me great pleasure to ask Mortimer Williams to kneel in front of my sword. Mortimer, I knight thee the Order of the Garter and the Lumen of the Plain. Arise, Sir Morty.
Thank you. Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much. It is such a great honor for me to be part of this fantastic faculty which we have. Yeah. And very much thank you to you, Cusper.
It is an absolute pleasure, Morty.
Love you,
and
Cusper.
We really love you.
as Sir Morty, one of the chosen few.
Thank you so much.
In our intimate circle.
Thank you. I love your intimate circle.
Oh, I know. Oh, okay. Well, we must go on to this now. This now. Okay. Das hy.
Stoofpoepies van tyd. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
I'm on my fourth cougar, darling.
Never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. Looking for a little romance, given half a chance.
I owe a lot of money.
I have never seen that dress you're wearing. All the highlights in your hair that catch your eye.
I stole it from the shop, eh?
I've been blind.
I'm in red.
So, our stuff puppy is Christa Burke. Now, we did have Christa Burke 2.5 years ago. I remember we played Patricia the Stripper, but that was before stuff puppies actually existed. So, let's hear about Christa Burke.
Wel, natuurlijk, die was ongetwijfeld zijn grootste treffer, Lady in Red, 1986, op zijn tweede album. Very much his signature song. Hy is geskryf, is geïnspireerd deur sy vrou. Lady in Red was nummer 2 in die UK, nummer 3 in die US. Die album Into the Light was nummer 25 op die US charts en een nummer 2 in die UK ook. Hierdie song Lady in Red was al telke male as een van die mees irriterende songe gewout. So daar's verdeelde gevoelens oor Lady in Red.
I think it's in the same league as that Roxette number, which is also actually fantastic. What's it called again? From Pretty Woman?
It must have been love.
It must have been love. But it's over now.
That one.
Yeah,
so it's actually beautiful.
So party mense voel is naf en sentimenteel en ander mense onthou hulle eerste close dance by 'n garage.
Oh, for sure.
Christa Burke self, man, hy is in Argentinië gebore.
Slaan my oor die kop met die Vita Peron.
Want sy pa was 'n diplomaat gewees en sy ma was Iers. Maar en daarna het hulle in Malta, Nigerië en Zaire gebly. But eventually they settled in the Emerald Isle. They moved to Ireland, which is where their paternal family is from, and they bought a castle. They settled in Barrigicastle in County Wexford, Ireland. And then his parents turned it into a hotel. It was an old dilapidated castle, and they turned it into a hotel. And the young Christa Burke used to sing there for the patrons
for the
of
poor
the hotel.
Fucking patrons.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning he was very like he was telling stories.
Folky kind of
fairy tale stories. Yeah. Remember there was like, if I remember there was like a girl. With April in her eyes, on that I was such a song, so and I was, natuurlijk daar, die spaceman came traveling.
Yes, that is also.
That's the very first LP I remember, Spanish Train.
Trying
nie lekker hoor wat hy daar probeer sing.
Spaceman came traveling, was for the Spanish Train album, so to it, and it didn't really make an impact initially. It's when he re-released it in 1986 that it also became a money hit. But let's talk about Spanish Train for a moment, if
you
can.
I actually have it here, I had it here, but it's fucking not here today now, okay? Because I load the songs in another office, and now I can't find them. But yeah, tell me about Spanish Train.
Well, I mean, Spanish Train and Other Stories was the name of his second album in 1976, and it didn't really impact much. Later he had success with Don't Pay the Ferryman and stuff.
Nice
all kind of folky kind of stories. The thing with Spanish
Just say that I'm on a show. I'm very fucking good as a DJ. Later on, you say
he had some success with Don't Pay the Ferryman. It was late at night
on the open road, speeding like a man on the run. Don't Pay the Ferryman, my Christopher. Preparing for the journey. He's closer now, and the search is on. Reading from a map in the mind. Yes, there's the ragged hill and there's a boat on the river. And when the rain came down, he heard a wild dog howl. There were voices in the night.
Don't do it!
Voices out of sight.
Don't do it!
Too many men have failed before. Whatever you do, don't fail.
Sorry, Hanan.
Well, then I know Spanish Train. No one else in the world. Okay, want sien, hy het al 45 million albums verkoop wereldwijd.
Wat?
In sy hele carrière. En hy is baie popular in transcontinental Europe en South America en so. Mm. Maar nou, Spanish Train, dis 'n song van die duivel en die Here wat kaart speel.
Here, dit was 'n groot probleem in Suid-Afrika.
Nou sien, die ding is, dit is die een land waar daar controversy rondom die song was.
Ja, net
hier. No one else knows this song, maar in Suid-Afrika is het verban.
Can I just tell everyone, read your Bible, there's an actual scene where God and the devil gambles about someone. Mm. And that is that Lot. No, not Lot. What's that guy? Oh, what's that guy?
Job.
Job. Mm. It's Job, not Lot. Job. So that is the premise of this fucking song. Yeah. But now they say, oh, the Here gamble now with the devil. And it was just in this country.
Yeah, but they have said it's lasterlijk. And now the thing is the devil cheat. Want this is what the devil do. So but nou verloor die Here en dis die ander ding is die Here kan nie verloor.
Kan nie verloor nie.
Maar nou die ding is, nou luister hierna. So wat die regering gedoen het is, hulle het sê ons verbande, dis lasterlik. Ons gaan nie toelaat dat hierdie op vinylplaat in hierdie land vrylik beskikbaar sal wees nie.
Yeah.
Maar jy kon dit nog op kaset gekry het.
Oh no. Kasetjie dan.
Oh kasetjie, jy kon hom op 'n kasetjie gekry het. That was never banned.
Oh my word.
Ja.
Can anyone remember that song? I had it.
Ek het ander dag gehoor te veel.
Ja, maar hy gaan so and I said Lord.
Wat het
dan? Lord, let him win.
Spanish Train.
The Gemini and the Gemini. But let me look up on my fucking phone.
YouTube. Mm.
Yeah, I think I should do that. But I had it here. But we went to see our Domini about that song. Domini kan ons groot story. It was a mooi story. And remember when Christopher came to South Africa, he had to say before Spanish Train, that was part of the agreement, this is a song about good and evil, and why good must win. He had to say that.
Wow.
Sure.
Arme ding.
Maar kyk, hy toe nou na die groot sukses van Lady and Red het Christenberg se karier maar rustig geraak. Hy toer nog. Hy bring maar so elke nou en dan nog songs uit. Jy weet, baie keer sulke cover albums. Baie van die ouer British acts veral doen nou die American songboek oor. Ek dink hy doen die Irish Celtic box.
Oh my god. Yeah. Whatever happened to David Essex?
Yeah. Winter's Tale.
Hey.
It was cute.
Met sy mullet.
Yeah. Hey, mullet was a thing.
What was that?
Hey, was cute.
Die Dream Racer, what was that song? About the...
Syne.
David Essex, ja. Mm. Maar...
Geen woorde.
I'll get a Spanish train.
Oh, you Google thing, you.
Hey.
Live version.
Drama.
It's not quite eerie, ne?
Mm.
Doesn't it remind you of the Irish tap, Irish dancing?
Yeah. Mm. Celtic, that very.
Ooh, Spanish.
There's a Spanish train that runs between Guadalquivir and Osamel. Dead of night, the whistle blows, and people hear she's a running still. And then they hush their children back to sleep. Lock the doors upstairs, they creep. For it is said that the souls of the dead fill that train. 10,000 deep. Well, the road and I lay dying with his people by side. His family were crying, knelt in prayer before he died. But above his bed, just awaiting for the dead, was the devil with a twinkle in his eye. Well, God's not around, and look what I found. This one's mine! Just then the Lord himself appeared in a blinding flash of light. Shouted at the devil, get thee hence to endless night. But the devil just grinned and said, I may have sinned. There's no need to push me around. I got him first so you can do your worst. He's going underground! But I think I'll give you one more chance, said the devil with a smile. So throw away that stupid lance, it's really not your style.
Ooh, that's an easy one.
Joker is the name, but poker is the game. We'll play it right here on this bed. And then we'll bet for the biggest stakes yet. The soul of the dead. And I said, look out!
Yeah, beautiful.
Sure.
And then we got another one here that you might know. That was also quite a big hit for him.
I did not know that this was Christopher.
Wow.
But then my favorite, and it brings a smile to my dial, is...
For Patricia is the best stripper in town. And with a swing of a hip, she started to strip to tremendous applause. She took off her drawers and with a lick of her lip, she undid all the clips to it all.
Enough now. So that was nice. Any more news that we know? Is he still alive?
He's still alive and he's still touring. Two elements of his life. I mean, he's been married to the same woman since 1977 and they've got three kids.
That says a lot.
But in 1994, it was revealed that hy die nanny gespyker het.
As one
does. Hulle doen dit altyd.
And then the only other thing is that this is quite funny. He's not very good when it comes to criticism. So he has actually pursued and won 16 defamation lawsuit.
Oh, really?
When one critic said of his live show, he departs the stage for Lady in Red, invading boxes and draping himself over audience members. Certain toes will never uncurl after this experience. But it is almost admirable how unaltered de Burgh has remained by the flow of time.
Mag hy dit nie skryf?
To sue de Burgh om inheid in die postscript. We are wondering, by way of explanation, and as you seem to portray yourself as a bitter and unfulfilled man, were you much teased by your school chums in the schoolyard and called Creepy Crawley?
So
I speak even dictative, and I like it, yes, yeah.
Shame. Manuel, he's proud of his work then.
Yeah.
Listen, that song about David Essex that I wanted to recall, I have. It's called Silver Dream Machine. Remember that?
Is that
it? Edie. Could that be key?
Give me more.
I begin. Well, there's no sunny middle.
I vaguely remember it.
Silver dream machine.
Vaguely remember it.
And look how he looks now. You are so beautiful, eh? But now.
What happened, man?
It's old.
Wow. It's not just that he's old. Sure. He looks wasted.
Yeah.
He looks sunburned or alcohol in
alcohol. Built on with makeup.
Yeah, so you know, like that, where you like, because that's a picture, it could just be really bad sunburn, but it's
yeah, it's more like the Boomelard look.
Was he always a solo act of it?
Yeah.
The band gerol op het uit.
Hy was my solo.
Hy was solo, ja. Met Winter's Tale.
Dream, like a dodo.
Silver dream machine.
Yeah, no, this wasn't very much within my frame of reference, but it sounds familiar.
Okay, so what we gotta do now is we gotta go to your tablet, Morty.
Oh, my tablet.
And yeah, you moet vir ons 'n bietjie nou vertel. But before we do that, are we gonna play the game where we gonna test your general knowledge, not only yours, our all sisters. I'm also general.
Oh, I'm also general knowledge.
Someone just a bigie chat. Okay, so here's a couple of random questions just to get us rolling and our brain loose for Morty's game.
Yeah.
What does Kia stand for?
Kia?
Yeah.
As in the car.
The car.
Isn't it when you, as your karate?
Kia!
No.
Car in action.
No. It's Kia in Korean.
Yeah.
Means something.
Movement.
So don't moenie hulle afkorting gebruik en dan dink is Engels nie. Dit Kia beteken heeltemal iets anders.
Cougar ignites always.
No, don't do that. Cougar ignites.
No, cougar, like Ford Cougar ignites always.
Or do. No. Okay, here is a clue.
Swift.
Meryl Streep said, I had a farm in Africa. And which movie was that?
Which movie?
Out of Africa.
Yes, so Kia would stand for?
Out. Africa.
Out of Korea.
Lion.
From Korea.
Out of?
Korea.
Seoul.
Asia.
Out of Asia.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kia. Out of Asia.
So now you know. So if you see someone, you can approach him and say, sorry, Kia? And he would go, hello.
Yeah. How you doing?
Oh, awesome.
That means I had a farm in
I had a farm in North Korea. Yeah.
Wow.
It also means killed in action.
Oh.
KIA, yeah. The acronym.
Yeah.
Killed in action.
So no, that's from that movie.
Okay. Daar gaan my hele ding vir 'n bolkak. Ja. Wat is dead on arrival nou weer?
DOA.
Oh ja. The universe was created by, it's three letters and it starts with a G.
None of us want to go there. This is the Big Bang.
You don't trust me, eh?
You go like, yeah. No, unless I'm going to swear.
Yeah, no, answer is gas. And then...
Okay, then I just wanted to ask you if you knew that the Netherlands, they have got charging points for electric cars.
Wow.
Every how many meters do you think?
250.
50 meters.
50 meters.
What?
The Dutch,
yeah.
Flipper amazing. My vrou, she works for a company and they did some stuff last week at the SA Open Golf Championships, which is sponsored by BMW. To tell her I never i8 BMW electric car. Dit lyk soos 'n Lamborghini, maar jy plug hom in jou in die muur.
Yesie.
It's amazing.
Ek wil dit hê.
Now, how come every 50 meters? As hy karre dan so kagaar, so hy rijd 25 meters en dan begin hy te stol.
Unless so many people are actually getting into it that they want to stop congestion at points.
Of course.
You know?
In the past 7 years, in the past 7 years, the Dutch government has closed no less than what? Has closed no less than 19...
Prisons.
Yes, prisons. That's right. Because the country has an incredibly low incarceration rate.
It makes sense. I mean, they give alternatives to people that you would just put into jail, like drug addicts for, you know, like they go like, okay, we'll help wean you off. Instead, if other people, you go like, you go to jail. So that's useless, you know. Whereas in Holland, they go like, okay, we're going to help you with that little problem you've got and then send you into society. And apparently it's, you know, some people say, yeah, but most people say, prima.
It can work, prima, exactly.
I actually saw
something. I would love to go. I've never been.
To Holland.
No, you will love it.
I just want to go there for the...
for the cafes.
Yes, the cafes. Apparently the coffee is phenomenal.
It is.
Well, I was only sure if you had funny coffee cafes or funny hoere gepraat.
Apparently the price of is so high.
I got that. Yeah.
So next week Saturday I will be there. I don't drink. But I will.
No, there's water.
I'll sit there with colored water.
Yeah, of
course. No, that was not racist. I meant like black
colored. Colored water is popsack.
Black current.
Popsack.
Colored water, popsack.
We call it lavatory liqueur. Yes.
Kijk eens, my popsack is in die boxe.
Yeah. Weet je wat noem hulle nou in die Kaapen? It's either a laptop of a Bontevil briefcase. On tap.
Maar hy het al gehoor, brandewijn en coke, wat iemand ook sê, is a brakpan briefcase.
Brakpan briefcase. Yes.
Okay, so what are we going to do?
Okay, so the game that we're going to play is, look, I mean, Christy's not here, she has the laptop.
You are two people.
Yeah, we're two people.
In the show. Yeah.
So I'm representing the one part of it, okay. So what we do is we play a few games. There's one which we obviously need the laptop for, which we don't have. It's called Lyric Off. That is like, don't forget the lyrics. So part of the song plays and you need to fill in the blanks. And so on. But the one that we're going to be playing today is the one that we did last time called Take a Note.
Okay.
Dis noot vir noot. Ons speel vir jou net die introkie van 'n ding.
Ja.
En jy moet vir my sê wat dit is. Just imagine you got shots of Bacardi here.
Okay, so what are we going to do, human for human? Are you going to go Charmaine, Hannes?
Yeah, we'll go in a circle like this. And you know what? Normally we break them up into categories like pop, rock, and you got to choose now. But for that, we need the laptop, and which is not here.
Okay.
Because Christy is busy using it, and she's editing stuff and stuff. So we're just going to go through all these different genres now, okay?
Okay, good.
Brace yourself.
That's
Irish for foreplay. Brace yourself. Righto. So the first one is for you, okay? I'm going to play you the intro. You need to tell me what you think the song is. Is jy reg?
Never ready.
Nee, wag man, die ding moet nog eers te ding.
Daar is het. Hy klink hectic.
Wat jy het weer hoor?
Sounds like the end of a sitcom scene.
Would you like to hear it again?
Oh, daddy, go to your bedroom.
Yes, please.
Oh, and play.
And go.
No.
Okay.
Is it live? Live.
Do you think, okay, so...
When dolphins cry.
Let's see if you're right. Let's do this one.
Hey! It's Britney!
No.
But is this song from Coyote Ugly?
Go on, go on.
Leon Rimes. Can't fight the moonlight.
Yeah, yeah, keep on, keep on. I haven't heard this for years.
Till the sun goes down.
I love it.
But my whole heart.
I thought I had it.
Yeah. Well, you were close. And for that, you would have gotten now a Moorme shot. Double.
Double.
So you're on your way to getting proper gesaip. Mm. All right, next one. I think this one is for Casper.
No, it's for Honest. It's for Honest because...
Yeah. Oh, yes, okay. Because you represent... Okay, Honest.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, can I give you a clue?
Yeah.
The Dirty Dishes Band.
The Dirty Dishes Band.
Mm.
Sunlight.
Where do you wash your dishes in?
The basin.
Okay, also known as a?
Sink.
Mm. Where do you wash it?
In the sink.
In sink. There's Justin Timberlake, Lance Bass in The Under 2 Hours.
The Under 2 Hours, Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone.
And
what is
bye, the... Bye, bye, bye.
Is it Bye Bye?
Hey, sounds familiar now, eh?
Probably gonna keep playing, eh? I'm enjoying this. This can't be right. Hey, baby, come on. I've heard this loved you so long. Oh. You weren't
there for me. Now it's time to leave. Oh, when he still had his curls, now he's a GHD. I know that I can't take no more. It ain't no lie. I wanna see you out that door, baby. Bye bye bye. 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 Bye bye bye.
Those songs, they used to do that rhythm. And Britney did one.
Christina.
Backstreet Boys oh, yes. Definitely did one. But I can't remember the songs now. I will. It'll get to me. But yeah, that is a big style of that time.
Mm.
So late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah.
Correct.
Mm.
Okay. Hey, interessant.
Nou Casper, vir Casper.
Nou vir Casper. Okay. All right. Nou gaan ons hierso na 'n bietjie televisie opsies toe want dit is nou een van die kategorieë wat ons het. So I'm going to play you the first stukkie. Gaan vir die eerste stukkie speel nie. Hef moet my sê wat dink jy wat is hierdie televisieprogram?
I think you played me that cue last time you were.
I'm testing you again.
It's the A-Team.
Are you sure?
Once again, yeah.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, ek sou gegaan het uit.
Pam 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 pam.
Net sien.
Pam 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 pam.
Then you need one to crack Boris from Saint Prison.
Well, then I'm just testing you. Just testing you. Let's see if you get this one.
Pam 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 pam. Oh, I know this. I know this so. Clue.
Maak dit reg.
Home Improvement.
Maak dit reg.
Home Improvement.
Any other suggestions? Is that your final answer?
Maak 'n las.
Bus driver, move that bus.
No.
pom 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 pom. Maak dit reg. Correct it. Correctionals. The correctional facilities.
Is it right?
Glue it. Glue it.
The
glue. Glee.
Wat?
The Fixer.
That is correct, it is The Fixer.
Maar het klinkt zoals een 80's show.
Dat klinkt zoals een 80's show.
I don't watch that cock.
Okay.
The Fixer is in Scandal.
But you
Fixer.
Like The
correct.
Fixer.
Correct.
Is that a, yeah.
You should have known it, Charmaine.
I sis know. On you.
Sis on you.
Sis on me.
Sis on you.
Terribly sis on
sis
me.
Sis on you, I mean, Charmaine.
I'm
okay.
Totally so sis out.
Righto. Local.
It's like it. Yee.
Is that Engels of Afrikaans? Is it nog steeds TV programma?
As local.
Programma?
Nee, that's no local.
TV programma?
Nee. Nie TV-programme nie. Dit is local artists nou.
Ok.
Clue, dis 'n area in die Kaap.
Bella?
Dis naby aan Bloubergstrand in Molneton se kant. Naby Paden Island, nie?
Someone wrote the answer for us.
What did they say?
They say Jack Barrow.
Let's see if they're right. Let's see the right. It sounds like it sounds like Perro.
Huh.
Jack Perro in your mother's eyes.
Wie was die persoon wat hy gesê het?
He didn't write his or her name. Just a WhatsApp.
Well done. Well done. Yeah, she would have gotten like a proper shot of Bacardi there.
I was not even gonna know that.
Really, really, really. Okay, Hannes.
Hier
kom 'n ding vir jou.
Oh, I know.
Sorry, but it's Hannes' turn, wag, Jay.
Okay, but if he doesn't know,
then you can
most
definitely.
I will move in, sir.
Okay.
So the line.
Fuck off.
Ek het geen idee wat die band is.
Hy's reg, hy's reg, man.
To the line.
Ja.
Maar ek weet nie wat die band Foreigner.
Toto.
Let's see. And it's Hold the Line. Hold so you would have gotten half a moor my shot.
This is great song.
What a cool song, ne?
Oh, I used to love this in the car. Test the speakers of the car. Not in the way that... Me.
Oh, what a good song.
Was die vocalist van Toto nie somehow connected met Suid-Afrika of so iets nie?
Ooh, everything.
Let me tell you, yeah. They had a vocalist. Look, they've got Steve Luthaker, and they've got the guy with the round face who wrote Africa, David Pecora or something. And then they had a guy who could sing higher than the Lord himself. Mm. And he left the band. And then he was replaced by a South African.
Wow.
Who then again, I think, succumbed to drugs and then left the band again.
Wow. Yeah. That's so hectic.
Sorry. Yeah, but I saw the South African when they were here in South Africa. I saw him sing. Yeah.
Yes, see, that is hectic. Wie se kans is it now?
Myna.
Jona. Okay.
The Doors? What the fuck? What's this now?
This
Ghostbusters.
Let's go 1980s.
It's Ghostbusters.
Listen.
Thriller.
Charmaine.
Who's it? Let's see. If you're right, you gotta dance. If it is.
I think she's right. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Ooh. Nice.
I don't know. But it
oh my god,
done.
I'm so scared. I love you so much. Oh god, look at this guy. Tito, come hold me, Tito. Come on. I was love for Michael. I love Mr. Michael, eh?
Just too late, we got the answer, Thriller.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark.
Okay, check. Here's another one for you. Let's see if you're gonna get this one.
Shame, because you answered that. I've got to do it again. Need this for Titus Pigmentosa. Let's see. I want to get a nice.
I'm here.
I want to get a nice.
I want to win.
Juicy one for you. I've tried. Let's try it again.
Oh, I know this one. It's Sugar Honey Honey.
Are you sure? Do you want a clue?
It's Sugar Honey Honey. Yeah. Play the fucking thing. Yeah.
I don't know.
No. Now I agree with you. But for a moment, I thought it was Steeler's Wheel.
It
sounds a bit like Stuck in the Middle of Steeler.
It does.
You are my sugar girl. Listen, now we're going to challenge you, Mr. Mort.
Oh, God. Yes.
I want you to think of artists that he can impersonate.
Oh, Lord.
And we ask him to do it for as long as it gives us pleasure.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yummy.
Okay. Do you want the
because
song?
Because he can, well, whatever he wants to do with it. I'm going to start things off and say the Bee Gees.
Really?
Yes, Michael.
You know what the Bee Gees used to tell all this? Well, you can't tell by the way I use my walk and my warm respect. No time to talk. Music loud and women warm. Been kicked around since I was born. Now it's all right. And we'll look the other way. We can talk. You understand. You think them. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive. Staying alive. Feel the beauty within your neck. The body shaking. Now we're staying alive. Staying alive.
En my ballas is nog wel so klein.
Okay, that was very
good. Ja, gee my nog. Give me more.
I'll give you Demis Roussos.
How about no? Kom anders help my uit hierso.
Hoe wil jy hê moet ek jou uit?
Begin.
Moet ek vir jou 'n kaftan gou-gou? Nee.
Okay. Think he had a rich, you can do his voice. Yeah. He had a rich kind of a my friend the wind will come from the sea. Don't you remember?
Nancy's, I'm thinking of Harry Sideropoulos now.
No.
I think Harry Sideropoulos is the captain.
No. He'll take them, pam, para, dam, para, dam, pick a buffalos, pam, pa, pa, pam, pa, pa, pam, stick a lophilus.
This is dark, what the suki dan?
Pick a lophilus, no. Okay, I'll stay in the country. Nana Muscuri, go.
Here we go. Funnige story, my ma lyk net soos Nana Muscuri.
Really?
I kid you not.
With
my brille, but she doesn't have those glasses anymore. Maar die brille net so gelyk. Ek het altyd gaan op haar genoem Nana Muscuri. Give me one of Nana Muscuri songs quickly. Maar hoe gaat ek nou daar sing?
Maar jy kan nog sy
gespaar. Gespaar. Nee, wag.
Vicky Leandros. Hey Joe McKenzie. You know that one?
Nee, ek ken nie. Okay, give me nog.
Give him stuff okay, there because go, I obviously.
Nee, Jay's too intelligent for my wacht. Jay's inspired. Who was your show gestaan, by the way?
It was okay.
No, you looked fab.
Come on.
Nee, Jay's a legende.
To ons voorstellen, Gia.
Yes, kom.
Okay, kom eens doen skip skop. Jy kan kies. Wil jy Elsabie doen of wil jy David Kramer doen?
Skip skop. Give me another David Kramer song.
Royal Hotel.
Bokkie.
You're trying to show off your fucking range of talent, but
wait,
nothing happened.
Wait, I'm thinking.
Demis
Roussos. Can you love a doobie? Say by namas doob. I had for his springbok a toegeskop. A lee a biblok gaan, I maklik plat druk met net je noot in sy groot voorkop. Hier sit die manne in die rolloutel. Ek ken mos wat amal ek is amal sy pjal.
Luister, wat van John Bovey.
A Bon Jovi.
Ek hem om John Bovey.
I wake up in the morning and I raise my weary head. I got no call for a pillow. What movie? And the Young earth guns. Was last bit. Don't know where I'm going. Only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run. A six-gun lover. Gambler in the wind. Hey!
Boy!
More.
Going down in a blaze of glory.
Oh dear, I love that song.
My and God. That man, don't you talk. You don't understand.
Give me more.
Well, let's give him a name still. Give
Marilyn me. Manson.
Yeah. That's a rock, man. Come, I'm colored. Kiss glory.
Okay, hello, Lionel Richie.
Okay, wait. Wacht, ek kan mos sing, ek het treksie.
Maar het mos van nou, dit is vir Lionel channel.
Okay, Lionel.
Yes.
Lionel, what's up?
Anything.
Yeah, I got a channel him. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello. I just got to let you know. Cause I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. You're all I ever wanted. And my arms are overwhelmed. Tell me how to win your heart. Cause I haven't got a clue. What did I do?
He's a fucking Jacques Tati movie, but I'm
so sorry, Morty.
No, it's
but
fine.
But I checked myself. I'm glass gedraaid in stoel.
Okay, I got a song for you guys.
Okay, yes.
Maar jullie moet nou, jullie moet mij zeggen wat jullie denken het is. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Gooi.
Moet ik gooi?
Ik zal maar bij jou zingen terwijl jullie met elkaar speel. Yes, it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. Still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Or won't you stay with me? Cause you're they'll say love, it's clear to see. Oh, won't you stay with me?
Give us that. Oh, God, I don't know. It is gorgeous. Who is that?
Who's her bloody? Or bloody?
No?
I think that was dog the sugar honey honey at the
oh is it
oh bloody
oh bloody
what is he's bitching
Daai klinkie soos Lionel nie, meer soos Yoko Ono.
Dit is Yoko Ono, ek het vandag verkeerd enige channel, sorry man. Wie het dit moes? Jy verstaan.
Wie was dit?
Daai was Sam Smith.
Of course.
That was Sam Smith.
Stay with me. You did it sexually, oh, like Barry White.
Thank you kindly.
Now I could fall in love on that one.
I'm sure you could. Clearly doesn't take much.
You know, Mort, it's nearly time for us to say goodbye.
Yeah, man.
So I want to ask you to repeat where you'll be with this show. Remember, this is universe-wide. So if you're going to go to another planet for it, tell people in Mars, but you're going to be at the Joburg Theatre next Saturday.
Next Saturday, the 28th of Jan. Show starts at 8. It is very informal. It's called Live Jukebox, and we'll be playing a shitload of games like that's just one of them. And we have like a little mini market outside as well, where we're going to have little booty rolls, etc. And then
your own little festival.
Yeah, our own little mini festival.
Oh, so you come early?
Yeah, come early, have a dope. Have something to eat. If you don't feel like that street foodie kind of vibe, then you can go to Stages Restaurant, which is right there as well. And then the show starts at 8, but you don't have to sit and like watch a show. You can walk in and out, go to the bar, refresh your dope, etc. And we've got a fantastic live band. Oh, you know, we've been playing stuff over the iPad.
Yeah, you got a band.
Now we got a band.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, no, definitely.
Oh, busy.
Jackson. I'll be there.
Well, yeah.
Verstaan jy?
Was dit met Mariah geweest?
Dat was Jackson 5. Mariah also did a version.
No. To sing Saya version.
Version with Trey Lorenz.
Didn't she do it with fucking Michael?
No. Oh. That was Michael. Let's say Butas.
Maybe she did do it.
Yeah, van plat gesit.
Het jy die New Year's Eve gig gesien?
Oh, yeah, was a folk op.
Goodbye, stay well, bye-bye, bodyguard. Goodbye, bye, well, since I'm born.
People, it's been a pleasure, it's been a delight, and unfortunately the time is up. I'm going to ask Morty to read us this. This is just, as Sir Mort, you must read something scientifically, which I found. Let me start off with a song you've never heard before. This is by Straight No Chaser, a cappella group, and it's called, guess?
One voice singing in the darkness.
Morty, I'll tell you when to read.
All it takes is one.
Very dramatic. The whole fucking thing, Michael. Yeah. It must be dramatic.
Singing so they hear what's
mystical.
On your mind. And when you
but
look around, you'll find there's more than one.
And the announcement is the climax of a century of speculation. 50 years of trial and error and 25 years perfecting a set of instruments so sensitive they could identify distortion in space-time, a thousandth the diameter of one atomic nucleus across a 4-kilometer strip of laser beam and mirror. The phenomenon detected was the collision of two black holes. Using the world's most sophisticated detector, the scientists listened for 20,000th of a second as the two giant black holes, 135 times the mass of the sun, the other slightly smaller, circled around each other. Why discovering gravitational waves changes everything? At the beginning of the signal, their calculations told them how stars perish. The two objects had begun by circling each other 30 times a second. By the end of the 20 millisecond snatch of data, the two had accelerated to 250 times a second before the final collision and a dark, violent merger.
Shout it out and let it ring. Just one voice. It takes that one voice. And everyone will say.
CliffCentral.com